Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeff Ault is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's come in from his hike. Jeff is the author of A Hike for Mike. He's also the author of A Walk for Sunshine. Many of you will remember he had a fairly well-publicized walk across the Appalachian Trail. He walked the entire 2,160-mile Appalachian Trail a few years ago and published a book about that. He's also a teacher. That makes him a great American. And his new book is called A Hike for Mike, and he's going to talk to us about it. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on the work that you've been doing. I know one of the things that you're thinking about right now is encouraging people to get outside if they're, you know, the holiday season, for some weird reason, creates a certain level of depression in people. It's been, research has shown that people seem to be more depressed in the holidays, during the holidays, which is ironic because it's a time when we should be the happiest, isn't it?
That's true. But I think that some of that comes from folks reflecting back on a loved one that's no longer there, or the money issue with the holidays, which it causes stress.
The pressure we put on ourselves.
Yeah, and then
the obligation that comes with all this.
Right. So then you have the gloomy weather coming in, and so when you take all those and throw it together, then you may get this negative feeling. And not everybody has this, but you know, for those of us that do, you know, there's ways of dealing with it using nature. And
right.
I learned from my journeys that, you know, the great outdoors is God's thinking room to me. I mean, it's nature's escape. And you hear all this buzz about getting outside the box, and getting into the woods or down a trail does that in a natural way.
So you think if we're sitting around feeling a little gloomy and maybe not even recognizing it, maybe not even, because that's the insidious part of depression, isn't it? It doesn't have to be full-on clinical depression. It could just be a little touch of it that you might not even recognize that you have. But if you're feeling a little gloomy, you're saying, put on a jacket and a stocking cap and a scarf and gloves and some good walking shoes and hit the trail.
That's right. I mean, and this isn't the answer. If you truly have depression, that's a clinical medical condition,
right.
And there's a whole list of criteria, and you should talk to your doctor about that. But the doctor will recommend, you know, light exercise, like taking a daily walk, just that 10 minutes a day. So if you don't have a national park in your backyard, just that 10 minutes, you know, in your local metro park or around the block even as a start. But just getting out to, you know, to the blue sky and the sun, and that exercise can really have an impact. And
you know, another thing that happens if you go out and take a hike in a lot of places, a couple of things happen. Number one, you'll see other people who are having a good time and smiling and a good mood. And if you work hard enough, you can go where there's no commercialization.
That's right. And you know, my family for years, even as a kid growing up, is we would take a holiday vacation to a wilderness area away from all of the hustle and bustle. And it was kind of neat because then we could celebrate our holiday, but then we could also go out and have our alone time if we wanted that, or take a walk with mom or something like that. But
right.
So it was a time for us to regroup as a family.
Right. Now, your new book, A Hike for Mike. Now, this is the Mike is your brother-in-law, right?
Right.
Your brother-in-law?
Exactly, yes.
And he didn't realize, probably, perhaps, that he had had depression. He was depressed, and he wound up committing suicide.
Exactly. He had undiagnosed depression, and there's a lot of folks out there that don't realize they have this issue. The whole family was blindsided by it. My wife's grief-stricken, and so we learned after the fact, you know, all these issues, and so I pulled out what I had in my hip pocket, and that was, well, you know, this is really an issue that we need to address with, you know, help my wife overcome this grief, mm-hmm. the one thing I know to do is take a hike.
So you guys hiked the trail in California, didn't you?
The John Muir Trail, and it crosses through three national parks across the Sierra Nevada mountain range. And, you know, ever since my Appalachian trek, I had been searching for a new trail, and I'd heard so much about this as being one of the classic hiking trails in the country, and I thought, this is it. This is the trail. We've got to do this.
And that was how long?
That was 218 miles.
So after 2,160 miles, this must have been like a little stroll for you.
Technically it was, but convincing my wife, a woman raised on the belief that a vacation is a hotel and a warm bed and hot shower.
Roughing it for her was no microwave, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So, it had been a marital goal of mine to finally convince her that she needs to hike.
And did she have a good time?
She did. You know, at first she was worried to death about being away from the hot shower.
Right.
But, you know, she turned into a survivor out there, and I was truly impressed. She'll go again.
Jeff, I've got to wrap it up. Before I go, I want to make sure we have some websites for you. Give us your website, please.
It's hikeformike.com.
Hikeformike.com. The book is called A Hike for Mike. Where is it available, Jeff?
It's in bookstores nationwide, on Amazon, Forbes.com, right. Anywhere you buy books.
Jeff Ault, ladies and gentlemen, the author of A Hike for Mike and A Walk for Sunshine. Jeff, we're going to get you back another day. Will you come back?
I sure will, Jim.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas. Quick break, right back after these messages with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. You're not quite my name.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.